This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The second draft of Colorado's statewide water plan came out earlier this month. This draft is open for public comment until September 17th. KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn has been reporting on the plan and joins us in the studio today. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So you've been talking with some folks who have pretty different opinions of the state's water plan. What are they saying?
Yeah, I spoke with Susan Green. She's a longtime water reporter and editor of the Colorado Independent, and she published an in-depth article on the plan. And she pointed out that while a lot of folks have been saying this is the state's first water plan, that's actually not the case.
What I realized in my reporting is actually it's not our first statewide water plan. There was a water plan done in the 70s that nobody's ever heard of because nothing ever really came of it. And I do wonder, as I go about my reporting, if anything will come of this as well.
Well, to my ear, it sounds like she's a little skeptical about the plan. Why is that?
It comes from some of the people she interviewed. She interviewed a lot of different water experts from inside and outside Colorado who have been watching the state put together its plan. One of them was Pat Mulroy, who is with the Brookings Institution.
Essentially, she was just saying this is more of a value statement or almost an encyclopedia or a compendium of the water issues Colorado faces than a plan.
And Mulroy was basically saying that the plan doesn't force any tough decisions. That's a common criticism, that it lacks teeth.
Right. Well, how do the people involved in putting the plan together respond to that criticism?
Well, so I spoke with James Eklund. He's the director of the Colorado Water Conservation Board and is basically running the process of putting together the state's water plan. And he says even though the plan isn't binding, it provides a really important foundation for water management in the state.
Kind of like building a house. You have to have the right tools. And this plan sets out our tools and identifies where they're lacking and where we need to make them stronger. And then really, it's a blueprint for how we want to build Colorado moving forward.
And Eklund also says one of the main issues the plan addresses is how Colorado can preserve agriculture even as its population grows. So right now, growing cities tend to buy up water from farmers, and people involved in the water plan say they don't want that to happen.
You know, I want to take my kids to see where their food comes from, and I want to have that food grown locally. And I don't think that's a fad that's going to end anytime soon. So if we want to continue that, then we've got to make sure we have viable and productive agriculture in Colorado.
Well, we're supposed to grow by about 3 million people by the year 2040. So how does the state grow without taking more water from agriculture?
It's a really tough question. I talked about this with Jim Pokrant. He represents the Colorado River District and has also been participating in the state water plan process. He thinks the key is better planning for the new residential growth that's going to happen.
How can we grow more smartly is the million-dollar question that we need to start dealing with tomorrow. And that's why, you know, that at least the plan starts talking about the land use component and smart growth. They don't use the word smart growth, but the landscaping and the fixtures and things like that.
So things like lawns and developments that use less water.
Exactly. But again, the plan doesn't mandate these changes, and Colorado is a local control state, so there aren't plans to make so-called smart growth mandatory. But if growth continues the same way it has been, Pokrant says the water for it will either come from the Colorado River through a new Trans Mountain diversion or from Eastern Slope agriculture.
And, you know, everybody loves ag and everybody loves the Colorado River, so I don't know how that's going to play out, but it'll be ugly.
Well, it sounds like a really tough issue.
It is. But one thing about the state water plan that's kind of neat is that anyone can weigh in and comment on what they think is important over the next couple months. That will ultimately play a big role in what the plan recommends.
And so when are those comments due again?
September 17th. And you can go to coloradowaterplan.com to get more information.
Write that down. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was Stephanie Page Ogburn, Growth and Natural Resources Reporter for KUNC.